Walk, hike, sail or drive, just get outdoors. We know every day in life is a roller coaster. But 2020 was the craziest of them all. It kept most residents across the globe indoors, for the better part of the year. But now we are in 2021. While the world may not have opened up the way we knew it, deprivation of 2020 is tempting all to take those baby steps that authorities now allow. This post is to provide exhilarating, yet accessible ideas for mumcars and Puneites to get outdoors. And the mix of these ideas is such that you will find at least a couple of them that hold appeal for you. So, read on, and go out. Vassai Fort. The northernmost Portuguese fortification, the Vassai Fort, was first built and occupied by Yadavas, but later built upon by the Portuguese. This settlement was the precursor to Mumbai. The megapolis came about later as an outgrowth of Vassai. Owing to the construction style of the 16th and 17th centuries, most structures had wooden ceilings. As a result, the elements have devoured those wooden shelters, and what remains are moss-covered splendid facades, ramparts, and columns that tell a silent story of the Portuguese era. Spread over a large area, the fort comprises ruins of churches, captain's house, garrison barracks, the fort gates, the bulwark around the freshwater reservoirs, and more. Most readers will remember the lilting comeback Tishk song, by Artuni Kayakia, filmed on the 90s heartthrob or Milamatand car. Head over and discover the origin of Mumbai. And while at it, find out for yourself why Goa is an overrated destination. Vassai is your own neighborhood Goa. Lonavala. This tiny Ghats town has always held a special place in Mumbkar's hearts. It is time you revisit this gem. In the new normal today, the traffic chaos in the town is much lesser than earlier. And the multiple viewpoints offering superlative sunrise and sunset paintings by gods abound. And then, there is Lonavala Lake, Bushi Dam, and its neighborhood flea market. While Bollywood has shot many movies here, the dam is most remembered for the all-time classic Bollywood ditty Joe, Hal, Dil, Kal filmed on Amir Khan and Ravina Tandon from the movie Sarfarosh. So, travelers, get out there before the entire Mumbai makes a beeline for Lonavala. And while there, buy some famous Lonavala chicky. Sinhagad Fort. Just 33 kilometers from Pune, the ruins of Sinhagad Fort, earlier called Khandana or Khandana, hold attraction both for the adventurous outdoorsy types, and for the couples in love. While Ajay Devgan Saif Ali Khan starrer Tan Haji brings this historic fort's glory alive through computer graphics, all you get to see today are remains of the walls, a tiny temple, and a couple of gates. So, why does it hold attraction for anyone? For hikers and climbers, the fort provides a climb of almost 2,000 feet in a short 2.7-kilometer trek. And every turn during the climb offers a stunning vista of the undulating landscape. Even from top, there is no shortage of breathtaking views of nature all around. Before summers hit us in the right earnest, just step out and take in nature's splendor on offer as Sinhagad. Charter a sailboat. Raise your hand if a boat ride does not excite you. I am sure I won't see many hands. There may be a few of you who have an exaggerated fear of seasickness. But to them I'll say try chartering a sailboat from the gateway of India Jetty, settle into the comfort of a yacht, hold the tiller in one hand to cut through the clutter of sailboats, and wrap the fingers of your other hand around a can of beer, and just chill. Unless you love the rough and tumble and choose to head out to high seas, the sailboat ride around the gateway is almost a walk in the park. There are many agencies that charter out the sailboats. The typical rentals for a 3-hour slot start at 3,000 rupees, but can go up to a couple of lakhs. That is, if you are a large group seeking luxury. This outdoor experience is both fun and filled with nostalgia, as it will remind you of many movies that introduce Mumbai through a shot filmed off the gateway, showing the landmark, the old and the new Taj, and the yacht club. If you have not taken a spin in the sea in a yacht earlier, it is a great time to do so now, before the queues stretch. Alibag and around. Here's an option that holds interest for a large cross-section of humanity. Nature lovers, adrenaline junkies, heritage hunters, hikers, the Just Chill gang, water babies, Alibag has an offer for each of you. From the Mandwa Jetty, to Kahim Beach to Kolabasi Fortress on Alibag Beach, Revdanda and Kaurli Forts on the two banks of Kundalini River, the popular heartthrob Kashid Beach, or the island fortress of Moriud Janjira, take your pick. The typical Kangen terrain and vegetation dotted with ponds and lakes gladden the hearts of the eco freaks. A long, yet varied, coastline accords a perfect stage for water activities and sports. Shacks on the beach for a relaxed day, inviting guests crisscrossing through the region for exploring, and to top it all, more than a sprinkling of heritage and history spanning the valor of Marathas, and the guile and glory of the Portuguese. Even the way you get to Alibag is a vast and varied menu of choices. Just drive straight from Mumbai to Alibag in 3 hours. Or drive from home onto a Roro service to ride off at Alibag. Take a backpacker's ferry for just 135 rupees. Choose from the luxury of an air-conditioned ferry, or a slither over the sea in a speedboat. Make a choice and get to Alibag. It is coming alive all over again. Pack your bags and go before the gentle bustle becomes a throng. Pin your own favorite outdoor,